dbkmediaservices.com.
Welcome to Experiencing Vinton County, the podcast about the places to go and the things to do throughout our county. Now, here are your hosts, Bruce Knox and Marketing Director Brandy Betts.
And welcome in, everybody, to Experiencing Vinton County. I am your host, Bruce Knox, and with me, as usual, is the Marketing Director for Vinton County, Brandy Betts. Brandy, welcome to our episode number 42. How are you today?
I am good. How are you, sir?
I am here and raring to go with another episode. We've been trying to be a little bit more regular in our production so that people kind of make it a habit to listen to us, and we appreciate our listenership has gone up. We appreciate those of you who have given us a little bit of your time to kind of keep you up to date on what's going on right now. Obviously, we're recording this and going to release it later today, the 11th of December. Very, very busy time of the year for everybody. But I know Brandy was telling me as we prepare for this episode that you're getting some input now from different people, and they had some ideas about what we could talk about. And why don't you just kind of relate the incidents that's happened to you recently and how we're going to kind of try to meet those requests?
Sure thing. You know, I had someone approach me last night, and they said, hey, it's the holiday season, and I'm spending a lot of money on gifts and my heating bill's going up, and it seems like everybody wants money from me for something, but I want to give my kids good memories. And what can I do with them during the holidays that won't cost anything that we can afford to do? And we have a few things coming up this week that certainly fit that category. And so I thought we could just go over those upcoming events today.
Yeah, and these are things that are right here in Vinton County. So those of you who are in Vinton County can obviously attend these with very little cost. Just all kinds of things going on. Then those of you who are outside Vinton County and want to come in, we invite you to participate in these, because most of them are, you know, other than driving into Vinton County, they are without much cost at all, other than the drive. And it's actually a nice time of year. Brandy and I were talking earlier. You can see things now that you can't see when all the leaves are on and so forth. So why don't we kind of go through a couple of these things? I believe the first thing that you wanted to talk about is some of the activities going on at Lake Hope.
That's right. This Saturday is going to be a big day at Lake Hope. They're starting out in the morning at 11 a.m. with a hike with Naturalist Terry. It meets at the Hope Furnace, and the hike is free. They're going to go into the woods and gather natural food for wild birds. And the idea is that you gather these materials and then take them up to the Hope Lodge, and there's a tree that you can decorate with these materials, and the birds will come and eat off the tree. The tree, incidentally, is it's rooted. So at the end of the holidays, they'll be able to plant the tree there on the park, and it'll grow for years and years to come.
Little different type of Christmas tree, really, isn't it?
It's a much different type of Christmas tree. You know, it doesn't have any lights on it, but it's decorated all in things that birds are going to love. And I was out there this weekend. Naturalist Terry was putting some things on it then, and she had made these little cookies that they look like real cookies, and you could probably eat them, but probably wouldn't want to. Mm-hmm. They're made with peanut butter and suet, and I don't know what all. So.
If it involves suet, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
So the birds certainly are.
And there's nothing like watching a bird come and take something off this tree. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea. Okay. So you can start your day at Lake Hope, maybe do the gathering for the birds. And a little later in the day, they have a special guest coming. From 4 to 6 p.m., they are having what they're calling Holidays at the Lodge. And they'll have horse-drawn wagon rides going on outside. And they're going to have a special guest. Santa will be there inside the lodge visiting with all the little kiddos. Santa will be inside the lobby. And if you haven't been inside the lodge, you really have to go and see this, because it's the interior is absolutely beautiful. They have a fireplace that literally soars over the lobby, and it's in the shape of an old iron furnace. It's reminiscent of the shape of an iron furnace, and that's where Santa will be. He'll be in front of the fireplace, visiting with the kids. They have something inside the lodge called the Log Cabin Cafe, which is literally an old log cabin that was dismantled, cleaned, and then put together inside the building, inside the lodge. And they've turned that into a little cafe. They're going to be serving cookies and hot chocolate from inside the cafe that evening. And if you would like, you can also stay and have dinner there at the dining lodge. The restaurant will be open until 8 o'clock that night.
Okay, so 8 o'clock. Okay.
And again, if you haven't been, the food is amazing. And, you know, that certainly is money you'd have to spend out of pocket. But if you have a few extra bucks and would like to stay for dinner, they would love to have you.
I understand it's very much worth it.
Worth every penny.
Okay. So that's this coming Saturday, the date of which is the 15th. Is that correct?
That's right. December 15th.
All right. What else is going on in the community?
Well, if we back up a couple of days, on Thursday, December 13th, the library here in town, the Herbert Westcott Memorial Library, is going to do a screening of a holiday film that a lot of people haven't seen. It's called Remember the Night. And the library has a neat habit of finding classic films that you've never heard of. And after you see them, you wonder, you know, how on earth you ever missed it. This is an old 1940s black and white film. Stars Barbara Stanwyck and Fred McMurray, and they have free refreshments that evening. You don't have to pay for anything. You can just go in, sit down, kick your feet up, watch the movie, and have a good time. And that starts at 6:30 on Thursday evening.
Okay, do you need tickets or anything for that? Sometimes they require tickets, but they're free.
No, as far as I know, you don't need a ticket. And for future reference, this is something they do most months of the year. Okay. They have some sort of film that is themed to that season or that month, and they're always free and always fun.
Okay. What other things coming up?
Well, coming up again here on Saturday, December 15th, I just realized I can't be in two places at one time. My goodness, I'll have to choose.
Yep.
On Saturday, the Vinton County Women's Chorus Christmas Concert will take place at the Trinity Episcopal Church here in MacArthur. First of all, I'd like to say that I think that the Episcopal Church is one of the most beautiful old churches that I've ever seen. I think that there's no better atmosphere for a Christmas concert than that old church. In case you don't know, it's at the corner of Sugar and High Street here in MacArthur, across the street from the funeral home. So a lot of people have seen it from the outside, but they've never been inside. So
that's the only building, I believe, in Vinton County that's on the natural registry or the registry. Go ahead.
It's on the National Register of Historic Sites.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And truly, if you get a chance to go, I'm really looking forward to listening to the music. I think they're going to do it by candlelight. Should be a beautiful evening.
And they're having a special guest, aren't they?
They do have a special guest. A very well-known jazz trumpeter named Arnett Howard is going to perform that night. And a lot of people around here are familiar with Arnett. He's from Columbus. He's kind of the city's favorite son. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to having him here. And then after that is over, everyone can go over to the library, to the meeting room, and they're going to have some refreshments and a little reception there.
That'll be neat. And again, how much is that to get into that, to hear Arnett Howard and the community chorus?
Completely free.
Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine that. There's other things as well, some of which we don't, you know, aren't specific about, but I do know that there are many churches throughout the county are having different different musical programs and so forth. Those could be attended for obviously not a lot of money. In fact, none in most cases.
Absolutely. And, you know, regardless of where you live or whether you can make it to Vinton County to do something, most churches, most schools have some sort of program, music or a play or something going on, maybe a candlelit midnight service. There's nothing more festive during the holidays, I think, than just sitting in a church and listening to Christmas music. Another thing to consider is that a lot of people are working really hard to decorate their homes right now, mm-hmm. and there are holiday lights up all over the county. I noticed when I was driving home last night, there were a lot of lights turned on. So pack up the kids, pack a thermos of hot chocolate and hit the road and just go out and look at some lights.
We talked also, Brandy, about one of your passions, that is hiking. You know, it's a different time of year than most people think about hiking, other than maybe the winter hike that's coming up. But there are a lot of reasons to go out and hike during this time. Why don't you talk about that?
You know, this is a great time to hike. Most people want to come and hike during the fall when the leaves are so pretty, and that's wonderful. But in the winter time or this time of year, the leaves have fallen. You can see details of nature that normally would be covered up by the leaves. And the neat thing for me, because I guess I'm not much of a people person, I don't like to share, but the trails are not busy. You don't see a lot of people out on the hiking trails, and so you really feel like you're able to commune better with nature and to see things right there that have been there all along that you just couldn't see because they were covered up by all that pretty foliage.
Yep. It's a good time to do that then. Anything else we need to include in this?
I think that's all we have for today. But, you know, we always encourage people to keep checking back to our Vinton County, Ohio Facebook page, to the VintonCountyTravel.com calendar of events to see what we've added, because we do add things very regularly. And if anyone has an event coming up, whether it's for the holidays or any other time of the year, I would love it if they would send it to me. We'll get it on the calendar. We can talk about it here and try to help them promote what they're doing.
And if you have ideas about which we can podcast, we'd appreciate hearing those as well, as we're trying to kind of get into the scheduled type of publishing. We have released the past couple weeks every Tuesday. And so when I think about that, I think about the fact that some people haven't subscribed to us, and they can do that on the dbkmediaservices.com website. You can do that also through iTunes. We are available on iTunes. We now have 42 episodes out there, and some of them are topical as to the time, but some of them have general information too, which would still be good for this time of year. And so we encourage you to subscribe if you can. Brandy, thank you for being with us today. It's been a pleasure as always.
Absolutely.
All right. For Experiencing Vinton County, then, this is Bruce Knox saying, have a great day, everyone.
You've been listening to Experiencing Vinton County. Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast to discover more about Vinton County, your place for all seasons.